Jacobson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Cross the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots.
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake County, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. And yes, the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about again today. Can't wait. We'll be talking about the Bemidji series where the Huskies split over the weekend, losing 3-0 on Friday night. Man, that was a tough loss, tough game. And then winning 9-2 on a Saturday night at Bemidji State at Sanford Center. And just looking forward to the games this weekend. Of course, tickets are on sale for the Michigan Tech hockey games against Alaska on Friday night and Saturday night, the final full home season, home series of the regular season for Michigan Tech. The following week will be the home and home against Northern Michigan. So that's all coming your way during the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our email address is dj@themix93.com. And head coach Mel Pearson joins us here in the studio. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Dirk.
Congratulations on the big win on Saturday night. That was a lot of fun. I know it wasn't fun on Friday night for anybody who's a Huskies fan, but a nice turnaround for Michigan Tech.
Well, we could have used some of those goals from Saturday on Friday, but no, it wasn't our best effort on Friday, but really happy and proud of the way the guys responded on Saturday night. Really came out with a lot of gusto and played hard and played Michigan Tech hockey. So, important 2 points for us on the road, which is always a tough place to play.
Well, you knew going into this, everybody did, that this was not going to be an easy series. And you had hinted on that you weren't impressed with the way the guys practiced all week. And it did kind of translate into that Friday game a little bit.
Yeah, it was a tough week. I thought one of our most disjointed practices, week of practice we had all year. Just you know, we had another break, how to handle it, what days to practice, what how much time to give them off, everything like that. It just did not seem like we had the energy and the focus necessarily. It doesn't mean we didn't work hard. You know, I think they worked hard, but just the execution, the touches, and then mentally, it's such an important part of the game. Any sport you play, I mean, mentally, you have to be there and have to be ready. And I just thought we were just not totally off, but we were off on Friday night. You could just tell. But like I said, it started earlier in the week, and it just rolled right into the game. As much as coaches, you try to, you know, you sense that and you try to do some things to guard against that, it necessarily doesn't always happen. You know, you get in the game and all of a sudden, oh boy, now we got to flick the switch, and then sometimes it just doesn't happen. And you know, we were in the game. It was a 1-0 game going in the third period, like I said, so we weren't totally out of it. Similar to the Anchorage games earlier in the year, you know, we were in it, but we really weren't playing well. You know, we were just hanging around and you know, playing just well enough to lose. Let's put it that way.
Well, they get the big win on Saturday night with the 9 goals, which is great. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But yeah, you know, you were talking about the week off. Another situation here, we don't always see this, but we didn't have any weeks off going up until the Christmas break. And then now we've had, you know, three. And it does kind of keep things disjointed throughout the second half of the season.
Well, routine. You want to get in routine. You know, you get in routines as an athlete and, you know, basically what time you get up, what you do before the game, what you eat, what time you leave for the rink, what time you get to the rink, what you do at the rink, what you do after the game. I thought the first break was good for us in a lot of ways, and not that this one was bad. I think it was good for a couple guys, but for some players it's not good. And I just, you know, I don't want to use an excuse. It just was not, like I said, we could sense some things going on. Even Coach Sean was mentioned, you know, we talked about it. But anyway, and Bemidji's a good team, and we have to give them credit. I mean, they have been one of the hottest teams in not only our league, but college hockey. I think they're 8-2-3, something like that after the break, or in their last 13 games. They're playing well and beat some good teams and hung around with some good teams. So we knew we were going to have our hands full. They're always difficult to play against as it is. If you look at the scores we had with them the last few years. Tight games. So we knew it was going to be a tight game. They got the bounce to get the lead, and then obviously got that second goal. And from that point on, we just weren't creating very much, and they were on their game. And unfortunately, it was a tough night for us. But having said that, I'd like the way we bounce back the next night.
We come, let's get to Friday's game, and here was the first goal of the game. It came late in the first period for Bemidji State.
Shot off the draw. Harms did not get it through. Patan, I think, blocked it. Here's a shot. Score! Harms on the backside got a second opportunity, and he buried it.
Yeah, I thought Alex Patan blocked that shot. Maybe he didn't. It was somebody in front, and then that second chance there on the backside.
Yeah, they won the faceoff. They got a shot. It was blocked, and went to the defenseman. Harms actually took, I think, the initial shot. Then he went to the net, and it was just a little bit of a blown faceoff coverage. We had two players go to the defenseman. We had an offside winger cheat a little bit, left his area, and as soon as he did that, Harms was wide open, and you know, he was really all alone on the slot, and you know, that's the area you have to cover. If there's some guys you're going to leave open, you want to leave them on the perimeter. But good play by them, bad play by us. It's hard to give up a goal right at the end of the period like we did. And having said that, you know, I thought we bounced back and did some good things in the second period.
We did. Well, right after that goal.
We had a good bounce back shift.
There was only 29 seconds left to go in the period. Yeah. We had three great scoring opportunities.
Good scoring opportunities, yes. And we had some in the game. We had some, especially in the second period. I mean, you know, Joel Esperance, well, Tyler Hanen drives wide, gets in the net. Shortly thereafter, Joel Esperance is wide open, side of the net. Has the whole, not the whole net, but most of the net, dings it off the post, goes to the other side. Max Vallis gets it open, it bang, off the post. I mean, Max Vallis has a breakaway. We had our opportunities, but just that little sharpness, that little, and it's a fine line. We were just that little off, and all it takes is a half inch or a half a second, whatever it might be, and it can be the difference in the game. And that's why we continue to talk about every play matters. Every play matters, whether it's 29 seconds left in the period, whether you get that scoring opportunity on open net, whatever it might be. We have to bear down bear down for that 30, 40 seconds you're on the ice, refocus, you know, for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever, and get back on the ice and make sure you're into the game.
We go to the second period. We're down 1-0. No scoring in the second period. We did get a couple of power play opportunities, but, boy, we really struggled to set things up, didn't we, in that period, Coach?
Yeah, and it just you know, a combination of everything we talked about. Mm-hmm. And I thought we were slow coming back for the puck to break it out in our own zone. We were slow coming up the ice, disjointed. We were slow retrievals, bad decisions with the puck, you name it. I mean, it was just one of those nights. And what is one or two guys? I mean, it was a group effort. You know, and I told the team after, I'll take the responsibility for this one. I'll take the bullet. You know, it's my job. Our job as a coach is to make sure you're prepared to play. I thought we had a good game plan. I thought we, you know, gave them everything and you know, that we could as far as knowing what to expect. But then you have to go out and execute. And that's why it's so important. Each individual has to be ready to play. But anyway, a power play, which is usually pretty good, was off. And you could tell, you could see it, and you could feel it.
So we go to the third period. We get outshot. Even though we had two power plays, we get outshot in that second period, 10-5. We go to the third period. We're still down by a goal, just like you said, still in this game. And they get a power play goal early on in the third period with just 1 second remaining in the penalty to, I believe, Tyler Hanen at the time, who took a hook.
Beauvais across the line. Now Beauvais will walk in, takes a big rebound, scores! Power play goal with 1 second left on the man advantage. A big rebound given up by Jamie Phillips.
I thought that was a great shot that was taken there by Beauvais, knowing that he's probably not going to score it, but it's going to bounce right back out in front, and we didn't take that guy.
Yeah, it was a turnover. We turned the puck over. You know, they get a transition chance off of it. You know, just a long, hard shot, and you know, I'm sure Jamie would like to have that one back, and he played well, you know, but I'm sure he'd like to steer it or move with it a little bit better. But and then our defenseman coming back, he's got to make sure he knows where the man is and box the man out, and he was sort of turned the wrong way looking for the puck. The puck actually came out the other side of him. If he would have turned the other way, he would have probably got the puck before the player. So just an unfortunate turn of events. You know, second period, we out attempted a 19-12. You know, third period, we out attempted a 17-8. You know, so we for the game, we out attempted them shots, you know, 56-38. So it's not like we're out of it, but we just couldn't score. And then when you can't score, you just don't get that spark, you know. You just can't get any energy, and that's why it's so important when you're on the road is not to give up goals. And when we gave up that second goal, you know, they didn't have to do much from them. They're a good defensive team, and they really shut it down. I mean, we,